Does a more moderate president mean sweeping change in Iran? Literacy is effective in the fight against human trafficking. And are you thinking about the 2014 Olympics? One group is. Find out who it is on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. On August 3rd, moderate Hassan Rouhani will be inaugurated as Iran's new president. However, is change really coming to the Islamic Republic? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton sums up the results this way.
It may look like democracy on TV, but don't be confused. It is not. And in fact, all of the people who were allowed to run for president was determined by the supreme leader and by the mullahs, which has the real power in Iran.
As if to underscore his point, under the furor of the elections, the regime convicted 6 Christian converts. So, more secrecy. But people are not as fooled as you might think. In fact,
you see these charges, people spreading Christianity, people meeting together in a house church setting are accused of disrupting national security and literally undermining the government of Iran. But in the minds of the man on the street, Islam is not working. And so there is a great openness to the gospel.
Next, firefighters in the U.S. are making gains on the Black Forest fire in Colorado. As of yesterday, the fire was 65% contained. It's good news for groups like HCJB Global, whose ministry headquarters were evacuated last week. One HCJB staff member is among the 485 families who lost their home to the flames, making the Black Forest fire the most destructive in Colorado's history. Pray that the fire will fully be quenched soon and recovery efforts can begin. This is Mission Network News. If a child can read, their chances of being trafficked go down significantly. According to the Washington, D.C. Literacy Coalition, a child and their family are more likely to know their legal rights and avoid trafficking ploys if they can read. Sumatra is an Indonesian island with a trafficking problem. About 500,000 people in North Sumatra can't read. Food for the Hungry just kicked off 4 literacy classes for kids there. It's in a gospel-based setting and gives kids a future. Pray for this ministry. Meanwhile, the 2014 Winter Olympics are already on the mission's calendar. The 2014 Winter Olympics will start February 7th in Sochi, Russia, and last for about 3 weeks. SOAR International Ministries Missions Director Dick Page says they'll be teaming up with churches in Sochi during the Olympics.
They're creating fun zones at between 4 and 10 local churches. In most cases, it'll be their sanctuary kind of converted.
Fun zones will be stocked with refreshments, a big screen TV to watch the Olympics, and staff members. They're praying for gospel opportunities. SOAR will be sending 3 mission teams during those 3 weeks.
Teams will go out to a number of local parks and other public centers, do some fun ministry type things like balloons and bubbles, and then invite people to come back to the fun centers at the churches.
MNN's expected to be there too. SOAR needs 30 people per team. If you're interested in Olympic ministry, there's more information at our website. And are you passionate about something that's not usually associated with missions? There's probably still a need for you on the field. The Mission Society's Ashley Fryer.
All of us are gifted uniquely, and we all have a responsibility, an opportunity, but also a responsibility to play a part in a bigger picture.
Missionaries can't be all things to all the people they serve, and that's where the Mission Society's Global Resource Team comes in.
When we can all come together with our different areas of expertise and actually make more core foundational changes that empower communities and empower families, we've actually done a much greater service.
Ask the Lord how you can take part in the Great Commission.
There's no contribution that's too small. So I would just ask your listeners to think about, to pray about, how are they uniquely gifted, and how can they be a part of the solution?
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.